T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Interesting question today on some of the responses we got there.
For sure.
Age, weight, height, or gender, what has either worked to your advantage or worked against? And here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've got
mail.
A few from our question today. Ola Bros, happy new year. I'm a minority in my field of work. I'm in my mid-40s and have been in the landscaping industry going on for 22 years now. I actually had a guy come up to me one day and say, wow, you're not Mexican. Oh, good Jesus. Times. That from Pangea Joe. Reading them as they come in. Hello, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you all. Belated happy birthday to Ted. Let's see here. This story, I'd say, is both age and gender related. As a 22-year-old restaurant supervisor at a seafood and steakhouse in downtown Seattle, I was running one of my first busy dinner shifts without a manager in the building. I made a reasonable request of one of the servers, something benign like sections or side work, who blatantly ignored me and proceeded to talk S about me to the rest of the team. I pulled him off the floor to get to the bottom of the issue. He was a 40-something Eastern European career server. He told me that he was not going to listen to anything I said because I was too young to be in my position and a female who does not have any power over him. I kept my cool, certainly bright red in my face as my heart was pounding out of my chest. The bartender, another middle-aged man, helped me get the server out of the building without incident. Dude was fired the next day by the GM, incidentally, also a woman, under the age of 30. I'm not certain if that worked for me or against me, but certainly worked against that ass. Stay beautiful, that from Stephanie.
Which is funny. So by the time I met Stephanie, she was already running all these restaurants, and I was like, nobody would mess with her.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, yeah. She's married to a friend of mine.
I don't know why I just said
my old boss.
You know her, probably.
Oh, cool. But the restaurant she used to work at, I had family in town, so I took them. I took my mom there for a nice dinner. Back room, AC/DC.
Oh, yeah?
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly where that was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Trust me. Like, right. You ate there before.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I know where you're at. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Double doors. Bam.
Right. Yeah, man.
Everyone's doing hand signals. Exactly. This way. Yeah, I know that place.
Rhymes with smell Welchio.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no.
Different place?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I've been in there when AC/DC was in there before, too. Yeah.
Well, they were in town for a night. Yeah. Maybe they ate twice.
They're
hungry, little fellas.
They must be.
Hey, mate, can I get some dinner?
Put a steak on the bobby. Guys, I'm 6'5". I can pick anyone out of a crowd since I get an aerial view, and I can reach any cup from the highest of shelves. Back in the days of concerts, when I would be in the lower pit stage, I'd always had the fresh air while the crowd around me had to breathe the hot air. Disadvantages include airplane seat room, walking through shops that hang merchandise from the ceiling, clothes shopping, and having a real fear of decapitation on that last little bump of roller coaster where the crossbeam comes dangerously close to my head. Women do seem to like tall guys, no matter their height. Shortest girl I dated was 5'1", the tallest so far is 5'10". But I do have a date set up with a 6-footer soon enough. I try to date above 5'6 to leave some shorter girls for the short dudes out there. You're welcome. Keep on rocking that from B-Dub.
Who's the shortest chick you've ever had sex with? Miles and I were trying to remember. I don't remember anyone being significant. Yeah. I remember a very tall chick that I was with.
I know the tallest, 5'11".
Okay.
Shortest, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So obviously nobody like freakishly short.
Yep.
No. For some reason, as a short person, I should date shorter women, but I never seem to. Okay.
You date busty women. That seems to be...
Yeah, and they're often like my height.
Mm-hmm. Right. All the guys, I stand at 6 foot, 1 inch, weigh about 265, 270, gray hair. I'm a former cop, and with a uniform and all the gear, I can weigh close to 300 pounds. I would patrol the city, and people would say I was a nice guy, but very imposing. Often I would show up to help other officers and hear the arrestee living off to the other officer. All I would do is just stand there and give the look. Person would take one look at me and literally put the handcuffs on themselves. All without me saying a word. Always fun. Rock on, guys. That from Juan. Guys, so I've mentioned my roommate a couple times, and one day she was instrumental in keeping me from getting a ticket when not only was I doing 68 on the freeway, but could not find my insurance card. We were heading to Linwood one fine Saturday morning a few years back, and I got pulled over. While the officer returned to his vehicle, while I hunted down my card, she had placed her work badge into one of the little compartments on my dashboard. When he came back, he caught a glimpse of two very prominent letters on her badge. Those letters are RN. So I got away with just a warning. Seems that nurses can get out of tickets simply by being nurses. And she had used that superpower for my sake.
Well, sure. Nurses are firemen, nurse, maybe not a doctor, but nurse for sure, right?
Okay. As we move on to the birthday shout-outs, guys, I was wondering if I can get a birthday shout-out for my wife, Tara Lynn, on Friday's show. Her birthday is Saturday, January 23rd, and we live in Lakewood. Yeah, we don't do birthday shout outs on
I like her though.
On days
I'm sure she's great.
I like a two name lady. Yeah.
Tara Lynn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tara Lynn just seems like a nice country girl. Like
great in sack.
Right, wearing jean shorts.
Mm-hmm. I'm active duty military station in California, be home for the weekend with her. Well, that'll be a nice weekend, Eric. You're gonna have fun.
Does she wear jean shorts?
Yeah. Come on, man. Look it up.
That is very specific, huh?
Here comes some actual birthdays. Happy 30th birthday to Kyle McCoy, son of longtime listener Brady McCoy, part of the McCoy feud. May your night be full of Irish car bombs and stories led by whatever drunken, imaginative creature you desire. Love you, my Irish leprechaun. That from Brian. Give me your penis is too small with a happy Chinooka. I have a feeling that the penis is too small lady probably enjoys Chinooka.
I get the feeling she does.
Yes, exactly.
Happy Chinooka.
Right. Guys, I'd like to wish my amazingly beautiful wife a happy 33rd birthday. She's crazy artistic and creative and has recently opened up an Etsy shop selling her stuff. Please have the dirty Germans tell her what she should really be selling online to make more money. Thanks, guys. That from Andy Mack.
Yeah, you should sell the condoms that we use every time I visit you in the wee hours of the night.
Yeah, I think what he's getting at is it's called the OnlyFans. You could wear some of these little trinkets you designed for the Etsy and put some over your breasty.
Yeah, Etsy to breasty.
You ever order anything off Etsy?
No.
I did once.
What was it?
A caftan.
A what?
A caftan.
What's that?
It's like a long robe, traditional in a lot of desert or Muslim communities. Big in Turkey. It's a Turkish caftan. My friends got
it at Thanksgiving.
They got ones that I didn't understand were cheaper. I look up one on Etsy. It's like $100. It came from some country I can't even pronounce with a handwritten note.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like we hand-wove. Like, the one I have is so nice.
That's very cool.
Why did you want a caftan?
Burning Man.
Yeah, because I was going to be in the desert for a week.
That makes sense.
Come on.
Yeah. I'll wear it in one day.
Hey, man, you got to.
Now that I know you got it. He wears it to the desert in eastern Washington.
Yes.
Rattlesnake hunter. Guys, I want to send a happy birthday to my friend and co-worker, Broncho, a.k.a. Big D Moneybags. Going to get a happy Chinook and Mickey Goofy telling him how much fun he's going to have taking his future baby girl to Disneyland. Thanks, guys. That from the S-King.
Happy Chinooka.
Well, gosh, I get a feeling when you take her to Disneyland, you're going to also visit the happiest place on Earth, which is located in the center of her body. And you can do it hot diggity doggy style.
Just don't get caught. It's like Vegas down there. I have cameras everywhere. Sometimes I watch the good stuff.
We're not going to rescue you. We're just going to watch.
But you got quite the reel of...
I got tunnels. I got secret entrances. I got everything you want.
So does she.
Guys, my hubby is turning 46 today. I'd like to give him a shout-out on your show. I think a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about getting older would work nicely. That is for Kelly, guys. Lots of love from Andy.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Yeah, the beauty of getting older is all the sagging is going on. You don't even have to stand up to do things.
Yeah, so you know, but when you're in the hot tubs, they still bounce right now.
Yeah.
Patola today is my amazingly beautiful girlfriend, Chris's 51st trip around the sun. She rocks my world more than she could ever imagine. Could she possibly get some turtle sex? A, your penis is too small. And the dirty German's talking about how sometimes she has to pull her own hair because my hands are occupied with other things. Thanks and keep on rocking. That from Einar.
Einar. Einar.
Yeah, Einar, very close to Pina. Yeah, I will pull the hair, but not the hair on your head.
Yeah, sounds like to me you need some type of contraption. So, you know, say, helps this out, so your hands are free, but yes, you can still yank the hair.
Yeah, have you ever had sex with a 4-hour German?
Yeah. You could dry it, tie a rope to your ankle, since the other side to her hair.
Patola, today is my dad CJ's pronounced Chipotle 63rd trip around the sun. Despite all the things life has thrown his way, he's still kicking like a champ. And I could not ask for a better dad. Could you please give him a full fish sandwich compilation montage? Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Chris in Muckle T.O.
Can I get a filet of
fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Can I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Peter Trujillo, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And today we go international, man. We're going to be in Scotland for a little bit of time. I believe we'll be in England for a bit. But all these stories share similarities. So let's just start with the British woman. Now, she was left super glued to her front door for 3 hours. This after being targeted by pranksters. Fiona Crab is her name. She returned to her home at 10 p.m. on Thursday to find her door handle was slightly sticky. She thought nothing of it until she realized she cannot remove her hand from the metal doorknob. Now, the 28-year-old woman called emergency services, but dispatchers thought it was a hoax. Paramedics finally arrived 3 hours later. They used hot water, vegetable oil, soap suds, even Coca-Cola to try to set it free, but nothing would work. Eventually, she was taken to the emergency room after the handle was unscrewed from the door. So she just walked to the ambulance but had a doorknob still glued to her hand. Doctors, they managed to saw the handle off and then used a special chemical solution to dissolve the superglue. Despite being left with burns on her skin, she's expected to make a full recovery. And she says, I don't understand why anyone would do something so stupid. I do, because you were glued to your doorknob for 3 hours. That's precisely why they did that. I know. Like I said, I feel bad because I giggled at all these. Now we move on. A mom's family day out, it was ruined when her baby girl got glued to the changing table in a prank. Libby Fairbairn,
no.
It's not as bad as it sounds. She said she struggled to pick up her 3-month-old daughter, Sadie, after changing her diaper at the National Museum of Scotland. She was horrified to discover that the changing facility had been coated in a sticky substance that, as she says, smelt of superglue.
That's twisted.
Libby said the glue would have ripped her daughter's skin had she not left her snowsuit on when she changed her.
Okay.
She said, quote, as I tried to lift her back out of the snowsuit, basically the snowsuit ripped off and I realized that she was stuck down quite hard. I then touched the sticky stuff on the changing table and it just stunk of solvent. I can only imagine it was super glue. It certainly smelt of super glue. Now it's on her snowsuit. It went from her bum area right up to the hood. I hate to think what could have happened if it had actually been my child. So, yes, someone put super glue on the changing table in the bathroom. That's.
I'm glad the kid was wearing clothes.
Me too, man. When I first read it, I'm like, oh my God, you super glued a 3-month-old baby. And we continue. A serial shoplifter. He was kicked out of a supermarket. He got angry and decided to get them back. Dylan Henderson, he'd been banned from the Asda store that's over in England. But he tried to enter the shop in the morning of Wednesday. Well, security staff confronted him and told him, hey, man, you got to go because of previous thefts. But after walking out of the shop, closed-circuit TV caught him returning to the shopping cart bay and seemed to lean over the handle of one of the carts to spread something on it. Well, about an hour and a half later, Dennis White arrived to do his shopping at the store along with his 17-month-old son, Riley. He got the cart from the bay, put the toddler in the baby seat so that the kid could face the father with both hands on the shopping cart's handrail. However, a few minutes after beginning his shopping, Mr. White heard his son crying out and noticed he was struggling to move his hands. He says Riley was screaming and sounded distressed and panicked. Well, they immediately went to speak to security staff, who managed to pull both of the kids' hands free from the rail. Now, a member of the staff knew first aid. They came over and soaked the baby's hands in warm, soapy water in an attempt to soothe some of the pain. They say it took around 2 days to remove the glue from the kid's hands, and he had some blistering underneath.
Wow.
Yeah, so the kid sits in the shopping cart, pops his hands up on the handle, and can't remove them. So, all these stories are very similar. We have a woman who was super glued to her front door handle for 3 hours because everyone thought it was a hoax. We have the woman whose baby essentially was glued to the changing table. Good news, kid wearing a snowsuit, so she managed to get the kid. And then finally, the guy in England whose child sat in the seat of the shopping cart and got his hands super glued to the handle.
Ha! Huh, people are evil.
Man,
I mean, where they're putting this stuff is evil.
This
the idea
is
of the
just
baby
three
getting
of the
stuck to a changing table, that's an evil person. Because your target is an infant child.
Yeah.
Now, granted, fortunately, the kid was wearing a snowsuit, so the baby didn't get. But that would be all over the kid's back, all over the legs. The kid would be stuck to the table. Like a rat in a glue trap.
But
I get that.
But it did not end that way. So it's the only thing. Like, we know your intent, but it did not work that way. But
also, like, you got to keep in mind, too, like we were talking about the other day, like, this could have been done by other children. Like teenagers.
Sure. Yeah.
So, like, look, I'll be dead honest with you. When I first read this, I started giggling. Now, the baby's fine. But I did not take into the fact that generally the baby, you have to undress the baby. I just assumed the baby would have a shirt on.
What are you thinking now?
Sorry. I'm just saying, if you're like a teenager or just an evil 40-year-old man who doesn't have children, like, it wouldn't dawn on me that you have to take the shirt off the kid when you change him.
Right, right.
So now I'm just laughing.
Well, it's typically like a onesie or something like that. You know,
you left at a kid made some glue.
Yes, it's terrible. For just 3 months old. What is going on?
What about the 17-month-old who's stuck in the shopping cart?
See, that's evil. That's much worse. Right.
Well, but I don't think. But here's the difference. When you put it on the only thing that happens on a changing table, other than the occasional line of cocaine, is that you are changing a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So your target was a baby, but it worked out that the kid's in a snowsuit. The grocery store, I'm pretty sure this guy was targeting an adult.
Right.
You know, but it just turns out that this guy put his kid in there and the kid got stuck.
Right, that's all I'm saying is maybe they were just teenagers who didn't really think out the baby. Right?
But that's good advice. Anytime you go into a changing room and you have a baby.
Check it.
Take a wet wipe. Wipe the entire area down just so you can get the cocaine off there. You don't want to set your baby down in some cocaine residue. That is an honest-to-God fair thing to say, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
All right, for people that don't do cocaine, apparently,
that's why they don't know.
Tables.
They don't know.
I just learned this.
Right.
Either have a kid or do coke, Ted.
Yeah, look, man. Trust me.
I don't even go into those rooms. No. I don't have either.
But wipe that thing down well. I'm going to say that the woman with a hand on the doorknob, based on the fact that she's an adult, sucks the least.
I would agree, even though she was there for 3 hours.
Yeah, like, because the shoplifter dude sucks the most.
Right.
He went back. He did this on purpose. I'm holding out hope these are just crazy pranksters with the baby. I can't get the image.
Are you disappointed that the baby itself was not stuck to the...
No, I'm very happy. It's allowing me to laugh because the baby is fine. Sure. We just lost a snowsuit in the process.
At least I laughed in the privacy of my own home this morning, so people didn't realize how evil I was.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you like KISW on Facebook. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink and we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, good news, boys. Punxsutawney Phil is now on Cameo for those that want a shout-out for the animal for a low price of $80.
Are you kidding me?
Not at all.
Jeez, come on, man.
Can you see why I'm not working on it?
I'm interested in this.
I mean, look. Yeah. I know it's a groundhog or whatever, and I know it's some big deal, and the fat dude with the top hat, the Monopoly man, rolls out and... Just stop.
I'd like to know what else he knows. Stop?
You're so Punxsutawney Phil?
Yeah,
so it's absolutely. The handler. But it's not like the fat dude. It's like the guy looks like he's like 40, 45.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fat dude with the top hat.
So I think he was there for a while and that was...
Oh, he's been replaced, you're saying.
Right, and I think maybe that was just in the movie.
Maybe. I don't know. The fact that we even know Punxsutawney Phil is already annoying to
well,
me.
Well, I saw the cameo today.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, I just want to ask him questions. What else does he know? He knows how long winter's going to last.
Probably because he looked at a calendar like we all could.
Show me the wisdom.
Well, like most people, Punxsutawney Phil's a little sad. He's hoping to see everybody back at Punxsutawney.
That's right.
Next year, 2022, when they can have people.
Is he going to have a massive Zoom party to let us know how the seasons are going to change?
I think Punxsutawney Phil is happy that COVID's out there. Like, so I don't have a bunch of idiots staring at me to tell them when spring starts.
Pull me out of my hole.
Believe it or not, some of the worst weather in the country. It does. It sits on the western ridge of the Appalachian. Everything blows over Kansas, flying in there 100 miles an hour. Dumb storms. It's wet. It's rainy. It's cold. It sucks.
I just want to go and drink. Just get up early, start chugging woodchuck ciders, and watch them come out.
Ted, you know what? We'll make that happen, dude.
Yeah.
Bucket list item.
And he's woodchucks and... Right? He's
groundhog.
A woodchuck. Groundhog. But groundhog...
Are they the same thing?
I think they're the same thing. Just depending on where you live and what you call them.
Fair.
Woodchuck.
A scientist says that he believes the Loch Ness Monster is actually an ancient species of sea turtle.
Now, I read that.
It has remained there since the last ice age.
Wow. Okay. It would explain the long neck if you've ever seen a turtle stretch its neck out to slap something.
Well, it could also be a slimy giraffe.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was a dinosaur.
See, that's what makes the Loch Ness Monster fun, right? Like... If you figure out what it is, then all the fun goes away. If you go, it's a giant turtle. You're like, all right, well, it's a turtle now.
We know
you know, Bigfoot. If it's like a North American gorilla, you go, all right, well, now it's just a gorilla.
I feel like we've deduced that it's some sort of reptilian creature, almost serpentine-like. However, the turtle's shell, I suppose, could be hiding under the water somewhere. But you know that there's that multiple in and out of the water. I don't even know how to describe that.
Yeah, it looks like it's constantly undulating.
Yeah, there you go.
We've all seen the same picture.
It's called serpentine fire, Mike.
Serpentine fire. All right. I'm interested, man. I keep waiting for that day. I've seen Loch Ness. Didn't see the monster, but I'm waiting for that day.
Did you go to Loch Ness?
I did go to Loch Ness.
Huh. Did you get a t-shirt or anything?
There were a lot of t-shirts. I didn't want to be that American.
Oh, I would be that guy.
I didn't want to be that American. You got a t-shirt of Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, because you went to Loch Ness. What do you have to show for it? Other than, hey, I went to Loch Ness. Look, if you didn't see the monster, buy a damn shirt.
I used to have a t-shirt of aliens cutting grass in crop circles.
You know what I did do?
What did you do?
I did do something because this was on a road trip and needed to make a pit stop.
Did you pee in Loch Ness?
You peed in the lake, dude?
You peed. Came floating
you
up from
went
the bottom.
To Loch Ness and peed.
That's what I left behind. I didn't take anything. I left it behind. I was proud to do that, too.
Would you have felt bad if they said, man, the Loch Ness was found bloated, belly up from urine?
From my urine.
Americans are coming over, pissing in the lake.
That was a great trip. Highly recommend. Some Spirit Airlines passengers attacked and injured two employees after they were asked to verify the size of their carry-on bags. Because we're crazy.
They were too heavy.
Right.
And the bags? It's a scale. If it's over 55 pounds, you got to take some crap off.
It's really, again, it's labeled everywhere. They warn you about this. They have the scale right there. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
People freak out about things that they've already been told. It makes no goddamn sense.
Right.
Like, you know, if your bag's too heavy, they're going to charge you for them, right?
And you know when your bag's too heavy. If you have a 50-pound carry-on bag, I know what you're doing. He'll pull wool over my eyes.
Actually, I did sneak one out once. So it was Carry On Size. We're coming from San Francisco. I love vinyl. Went to Amoeba Records. Bought an S-ton of records.
Nice.
All right. And I know how they handle your baggage underneath. I'm not trying to put my vinyl in the suitcase. Right? And I get it. I would do the same thing. So I put it in the carry-on. I'm getting on the flight. Now, this thing had to weigh like 70 pounds.
Right?
So now the flight attendant is waiting for me to put this in the overhead. So I'm doing everything I can to look like I'm not struggling to lift this. I mean, this thing was so heavy. When I put it up top, you heard the whole thing of like,
ah, no.
She just gave me a look like, I know you're cheating, but I'm going to let it go.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
Appreciate it. Police in Indiana are on the lookout for a woman that assaulted two employees at a Wendy's when they wouldn't give her a refund.
What'd she order?
That's a good question, Ted.
Why wouldn't they give her a refund?
Because she was too frosty.
Oh.
Hey.
Wow.
Were you waiting that all day?
No, you know what? I was just starting to load the gun, and then I got served up, so I had to take
I like
that
the
one.
Idea. She was like, there's only five pieces of bacon on this bacon eater.
Right.
I want a full refund.
That seems, there's got to be something more to this story.
Right.
I can't imagine Wendy screwing up your order and then being like, no refund.
None.
And why is that always our first go-to? You screwed it up by this much. You know, you didn't put ketchup on my burger. I want a full refund. Why?
Yeah, that's going too far. You could go back in and be like, hey, can I get ketchup on this?
Right.
Or give me a package of ketchup.
Right.
But
or half the time, they're like, you want us to just make you another burger?
Right.
I mean, they're already made, right? Sitting under a heat lamp.
Generally, fast food establishments, they're everywhere. They're pretty friendly, right? And nice.
No, I want my money back and my sandwich. I want my cake and to eat it, too.
I'm hungry.
Are there any red flags that you guys look for that tell you that a movie isn't worth watching?
Yes.
Yes.
If it's based on a love story.
Adam
Sandler.
Oh, that is strong.
Ted, what are your red flags there, bud?
Thoroughly enjoy a Sandler film.
Yes.
Dogs dying.
That's fair.
Like,
yeah.
Like, so basically, like if it's a movie that's going to make me cry and it's not even real, I ain't watching it.
I feel it.
100% right there.
I can cry on my own.
I don't need your help.
Yeah, right?
Like, I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to give you money and then in return I feel distress.
Right. That's why I don't do roller coasters.
What?
Oh, wow. Those give you a
You're
rush.
A fool.
No, I'm distressed when I'm on those things, man.
Really?
Anyway,
but it's fun.
You
let go, man.
I'm not going to change the subject.
Let yourself go.
Good news. BuzzFeed actually created a list of the 7 red flags that a movie isn't watching.
If you're all a guy, right, and Hugh Grant's on it.
They do say other than seeing Ashton Kutcher in the cast.
Good day.
Drew Barrymore? That's always a sign.
Oh,
number
no.
7. If there's unnecessary nudity in the first 10 minutes, you can probably turn it off unless that is why you're watching it.
I don't know yet. It's the first 10 minutes. Maybe there'll be more nudity.
That is why I will keep watching it.
There is one that I know that there's a lot of listeners that know this movie. It is a holiday movie. It is a holiday horror classic. It is called Thanksgiving, and it literally opens up on an areola.
That's the opening scene.
That is the opening. Right. It like goes, thanks, killing. Thanks for watching the movie. Bam, and it opens up on a boob.
See, now there's a better chance I'm going to watch your movie.
Right.
It is horrible. It is so terrible. Bad. The plot is terrible. The puppetry is awful. The script writing is horrible. Yes. The it's a turkey that goes rogue because he doesn't want to be killed for Thanksgiving. So
turkeys
starts,
and boobs and puppets?
There you go.
I'm in.
And the turkey that goes, man, I might have to watch this.
You're funny.
Sold.
It is funny. It's a horror comedy, but it is terrible. Just sold. Don't be prepared to be entertained.
I want areolas and homicidal turkeys.
It opens up on a boob. That's all you have to know about it. Number 6 of the red flags that tell you that a movie isn't worth watching. If it's based on a true story that happened in like the last year or two, then they rushed it through and didn't take enough time to make it good.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I will agree with that one. All of a sudden, you see, it's like, wait a minute.
Like, this just happened.
Right.
The body's still warm, and here's the biopic.
I mean, didn't Netflix release like a 2020 documentary 2 weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah, like before the, like I want to say Baby New Year hadn't been born yet.
Right.
2020, the year that was. It's like, well, it's the year that is.
Right.
It was still 2020,
take
guys.
Take your time. Goodness gracious. Number 5, if the ads say critics are calling it laugh out loud funny, it's probably not. And if you find out that they didn't screen it for all for critics at all, it's definitely bad.
And also, when they show you critical acclaim for a movie, when they throw the quotes up, always look underneath in the very small print and see who the person is.
Correct.
Because if it says, you know, if it says Rolling Stone, you go, all right. If it says
Gary,
right, you're like, you know, whatever. Booty Man 69. He thinks this is a great movie. Like, okay.
He liked that turkey movie.
You know what? He's a great critic. I've seen a lot of his movies that he really enjoys. He's got a good palate, man. Seven red flags that a movie isn't worth watching. Number four, if the first few minutes include a casual conversation where they over-explain the backstory or setup, then the script might not be that solid.
Okay.
They say in screenwriting it's called too much exposition.
That makes sense.
That's what I was going to say.
I can't believe we got led here to sitting at this table eating a cup of coffee from the explosion that happened 5 minutes ago after Gus left that explosive device right. inside the bathroom.
Right, like this is not going to be.
Oh my God.
One day I asked BJ from BJ and Migs a question about a movie. I will not say what movie this is.
I remember this conversation.
Oh my God. He should do movie reviews.
It was, and look, he was not happy about the movie.
Oh my God.
He was not trying to be funny. We were almost in tears laughing.
My stomach hurt. My face hurt from laughing.
Yeah.
He went off. He was so pissed off about this movie.
He was hot.
It ruined his Christmas, quote unquote.
Because we're like, well, how was your Christmas? Fine until I watched this pilot. I mean, he went
nuts. Oh, yeah. 3 minutes, movie reviews by BJ Shea. He just goes the hell off. I'm telling you, he nailed this movie.
It was so goddamn fun.
BJ Geek Nation available where podcasts are found.
Oh, my God.
Number three, if the good reviews all came from one or two critics, it's probably a flop. Yet again, going back to what you said, look at the little...
Always do.
Right.
Because here's the thing, and I've seen this with a lot of movies, and I get it, you want people to want to see your movie, but, you know, thrilling, rollicking good time, right? Seven different quotes come up, and then it occurred to me, they're all from the same reviewer.
Right.
And when you read the review, basically they took their entire review, just and
right.
It's stuff like... It's not thrilling at all.
Critics are rating it 5 stars.
Yeah, that's USA one Today thing, but you realize, you know, the word thrilling pops up in quotation marks. And no credit to you, Mike. But when I actually read your review, this movie is not thrilling at all.
No.
But they just took the quote, so it says, thrilling, you said it, bam.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Number two, if you feel like the trailer told you the whole story from A to Z, you're probably right.
That's funny. Someone here, their comment says, I hate when they give the whole movie in the preview.
Absolutely. I feel like there's a movie that I actually was in the theaters a while back, obviously, that I saw the preview for, and I said, so what do I need to watch when it comes to the movie?
You just gave it to me.
Right.
Like, you just showed the whole movie.
What was that one Sandra Bullock one when she was in space? Was it like Gravity?
Gravity, yeah.
I saw her start to float away from it. I was like, there's the end of the movie. She just floats away from it because there's no getting back in space. You just start floating way even further, and
yep.
That's it.
That's what happens to all those guys.
Right. Like, why would you show that part?
Right.
I thought the movie was about them getting her back.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I never actually watched the movie. I just saw her floating away. I was like, there's that.
Everybody's still in class.
Yeah, get real right.
Sayonara.
Later.
Space cowboy.
And this is the number one red flag.
I don't see you driving any more buses.
Looks like you can't pick up any speed in space, though. You know, yeah. Same slow space. The pace the whole way.
It's like we found your blind side. And this is the number one red flag that a movie is not worth watching. If it's a comedy and the trailer doesn't make you laugh at least once... Don't bother.
Yeah.
Yep. Fair enough.
That is for sure.
Right.
I will say, kind of like, too, like, you ever go see a comedy and then you're like, damn it, the only good 3 jokes were in the trailer.
Were in the trailer. Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm 100% with you, Ted.
I'd say Will Ferrell movies a lot of times are like that for me. First time I watch them, I'm like, eh. And then it's like, this is a classic.
And can we also stop calling comedies good movies based on the principle of who's in it? I feel like there's certain actors that when you go see their movies, it's great. It's like the best comedy ever. It wasn't that funny.
Right.
It was entertaining, but because this guy was in it, it's just the comedy of the decade. Can we actually put some weight on the actual content of the movie?
Well, they do. Yeah. A lot of actors get that pass, right? If De Niro's in a drama, this is fantastic. With Robert De Niro, playing Robert De Niro, playing Robert De Niro. That's
right.
It. Movie might suck, but it's a powerhouse because he's in it. Or maybe.
Right.
That was like The Irishman. I was pumped. I love that whole cast. Seemed odd. None of them were Irish, but...
Not a one.
That movie was way too long and just...
Nah. Swing and a miss. And it's okay to swing and a miss. It's fine. It happens. A man was arrested for stealing donuts from a 7-Eleven, but don't worry, he had a clever disguise.
What was that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, and we made it to drinking time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.